Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from LCMS Army Chaplain Tim Evans. I was blessed to serve the Lord and His people this year on a deployment in Bulgaria and stateside at Fort Carson, Colorado. As a missionary to the LCMS, thank you for your prayers and support of ministry to the armed forces. May God bless you and keep you and your family. Amen.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. It is time for another Christmas hymn story with the Reverend Sean Denzer, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and chaplain for us here at the LCMS International Center. Chaplain, welcome back. What Christmas hymn would you like to discuss today?
It is great to discuss with you, Let All Together Praise Our God. This is Lutheran Service Book 389, and this is a very important Christmas hymn. It's written by Nicholas Hermann, who lived kind of parallel with Luther there in the 16th century and died in 1561. And he was a musician. He was a cantor. He worked closely with his pastor, another very well-known pastor, John Mathesius. And this hymn is both written in its text and in its tune by the very same man. Like Luther, he was great. And this tune, it really is just a lively tune. It's a very beautiful and singable tune. And this hymn is appointed for the Sunday after Christmas. And I got to scold you. I bet that's a Sunday that you have stayed home once or twice. Like the Sunday after Easter, it doesn't get as much play, of course, after the big feast. But Christmas goes on. That's why we're still in the 12 Days of Christmas talking about great Christmas carols. So you definitely want to show up to the Sunday that follows Christmas. And you'll get to sing this hymn every single year, no matter what lectionary year it is. And it's so wonderful. It has this great leap up to a fifth. Frankly, it parallels the tune of the old intro at For Christmas. So it kind of just carries it on into the hymn singing. And what is so beautiful about this hymn is it tells the story of Christ with a very unique focus, the great exchange. In fact, that phrase even comes up here in stanza four. He, Christ, undertakes a great exchange. He puts on our human frame, right? Comes weak and lowly, is born in the manger, is vulnerable, right? And that's the very point that he would come and, in fact, be able to suffer and die as a man, but also with the full weight of his divine nature behind it for our salvation. So he becomes weak and small. But he does it in order to give us all of his riches, right? He becomes poor so that we may become rich. In return, he gives us his realm, his kingdom, in other words, his glory and his name, right? Some translations of this hymn are, rejoice ye Christians, right? Let all together, who is all of us? It's all those who have the name of Christ, who bear the name of this Son that is now born for us. He gives us his glory and he gives us his name. Stanza five then rejoices. He's a servant. I, everyone who's singing this, I am a Lord now. What a wonderful and great mystery. How strong the tender Christ child's love. There's no truer friend than he. So a beautiful confession of salvation, and to see that as Jesus becomes weak, small, lowly, in just a couple days, we'll consider his flight into Egypt to escape the wrath of Herod. He's doing it all so that we may be lifted up out of our sin, out of our sorrows. I think this hymn is especially cheering to those who maybe are having a little bit of the post-Christmas letdown, the doldrums, all the family's gone, and now I have to go back to reality and work. No, the joy of Christ continues. He's opened the door to paradise. Nothing is barring our way anymore from entering into the joy of eternal life. His grace is revealed in lowliness, and this can be an encouragement to us as we go back, maybe into lowly and mundane affairs, but to know that the Lord, in fact, will raise us to much greater things in the future, and he's taken our sins away. We have nothing to fear.
Amen. Anything else about this hymn? You love singing this during the Christmas season. Do we get to sing it at other times throughout the year, too?
No, there's another hymn, an Epiphany hymn. The people that in darkness sat, a glorious light have seen. And you might be familiar with it because it has the same tune. There is a wonderful little Christmas pageant that was written by Johannes Petzold, a 20th century composer in Germany, a Lutheran, and it's just very simple. It tells the text, kind of a paraphrase of the whole Christmas story with the shepherds and the angels, but it uses this tune from this great hymn kind of as the backbone of the musical structure of it. And it has the hymn interspersed between it for the congregation, or really the household, to sing. He designed that to be a Christmas pageant that families would put on. It's very cute, hard to find now, but if you can, The Christmas Story by Johannes Petzold. There is an English translation from Concordia Publishing House, and it's just delightful.
Lutheran Service Book 389, Let All Together Praise Our God. Thank you, Chaplain Denzer, for this great hymn story.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to The 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO.
Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew 1:18-23.
We wish all of our family, friends, and mission supporters a blessed Christmas from the Malberg serving the Lord in Sri Lanka.
Merry Christmas!
Why do we give Christmas presents? It's because of love. We love because God first loved us, and we give gifts because God has given us the greatest gift of all, forgiveness, life, and salvation in His Son, Jesus. KFUO proclaims this gift each and every day. Please make a special Christmas gift to KFUO this year and help us share His good news. Make your gift today at kfuo.org/Christmas. That's kfuo.org/Christmas.